Hello and welcome to another episode of Talking Without Filter. This is your host Jackie, and this episode is about to be crazy because a lot of us will not admit this. This is me early in the year too, but now I'm doing so much better. The big question, are you really healing? And I know this is going to be crazy from the get-go. Are you really healing, or have you just isolated yourself enough that nobody can trigger you? Yeah. I had to start off strong. That's true. Because I would isolate myself and boom. I felt great, less stressed. But I wasn't actually working on myself. I was just taking breaks. And then I'd come back and the cycle would repeat. And I've said this before. I take the time to heal. I'm done healing. I'm completely healed. The devil is a lie. I was not around anything or anyone that could trigger my wounds. Then I came to the realization. I can't keep running away. We can't keep running away when it gets tough. Healing takes time and can be a process, but that does not mean that it has to be painful nor that it will last forever. Healing also does not mean that you forgot everything that you've been through. It does not mean you have to become this perfect being whose past no longer exists. It means metamorphosis. It means to leave that past behind, to forgive and move on, to close the wounds, but remember that the scars are reminders of what you survived. The woman I am today is in the process of healing and transformation, shedding the burdens of my past adversities. And this isn't just for women. Everybody needs to heal. A recurring question that plagued my heart during those challenging times was, where was God? Why didn't he save me? Why did he let them hurt me? Why? I faced a traumatic experience, shattering my innocence, which caused me to question my own worth. Although your story, your adversity, and your wounds may look different than mine, the common thread of where was God may have woven itself through your journey too. Some people find it hard to allow God into their healing process, because they do not know what life would be like without clinging to the pain. This used to be true for me. I asked myself, who am I without this pain? For pain is all I knew. Like I mentioned before, upon my reflection, a question presented itself that you too may want to consider. If this statement is true, how then do we break free and begin to heal from the self-limiting thoughts, from our wounds, or the beliefs of others that were projected onto us? Here are my thoughts. First, let's remember that healing may not be pretty, but it's healthy. Healing can take months, if not years, of work through its process. You and I are also prone to making poor decisions in life. The question becomes, will we own the mistake or will we look to make excuses and shift the blame? When it comes to sinful decisions, we will humble ourselves and confess. Will we pridefully and stubbornly double down justify or deny it was the wrong thing to do. You can declare over your life as you learn to heal and overcome the adversity you have faced or that you're currently facing in this season. Right now, you might be in a lot of pain, weakness, or discomfort. Maybe you're overwhelmed by hopelessness, by fear, feeling very sick or tired. But I want you to know that these symptoms do not have the final say. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus on the goodness and the love of God. Take, for example, cleaning our rooms or our home. While we may be quick to get on board with getting rid of junk, what about the internal work of deep cleaning our souls, our minds, our bodies? Many of us are carrying around emotional baggage, and our mental clutter can be overwhelming. But instead of addressing it, we ignore it. It's easier to keep moving, stay busy, distract ourselves with activity, than to address the very real mental load that we're carrying. I love to talk about things that affect me because I'm not ashamed. I acknowledge that I'm human, I'm not perfect, and that being brave to talk about things, this can help others know that it is okay to feel certain things. But we have to deal with them. Like I mentioned, we can clean our rooms, right? But just as we can't clean our room by shoving everything into our closet, we can't shove our emotional junk into a filing cabinet in our brains. Because if we do, it eventually spills out, and that often leads to relational conflict, physical side effects, and resentment. And I speak on this from experience. Unfortunately, there's going to be times that we miss the mark, and we need to admit that. In the end, it lies on me, and I made that decision. That's what you need to say. But when we do mess up, let's be willing to acknowledge that we made the wrong call, accept the consequences, and receive God's grace and forgiveness. Let's ask Him for for wisdom and guidance to help us handle a similar situation differently the next time we face it. Wisdom. I don't know why I was struggling to say wisdom. Sorry. I'm not trying to break like your peaceful thing going on. We don't have to wait until we're at our breaking point to evaluate what's broken. We will face a concept of concealing and transparency, and often our initial response to our mistakes is to keep our transgression in the dark. We don't want anyone to know that we're struggling with or concede to having a problem. In fact, it's a really healthy practice to regularly invite the Holy Spirit to renew our minds and clean our hearts. It's healthy to talk to a friend about what's going on. As difficult as it is to admit our faults, let's allow the process of revealing to bring us to tremendous healing. Bam, boom. See what I did there? I've talked about this before and I'll bring it up again. This is important. We spend energy trying to love others, care for others, and tell others about Jesus, if you're a Jesus believer. But when that energy is met with closed hearts and open hostility, we walk away and keep going. We keep sharing God's love, we keep doing God's work, and we keep doing what's good. Because if they don't want to accept God or they don't want to hear about it, that's okay. It's not your responsibility to keep trying to have that person listen about Jesus or anything. You can't force somebody to accept Jesus into their heart. They have to be willingly there to accept God. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you can't force someone to accept God or believe in Him or anything. Like, they have to do it out their own free will, is what I'm trying to say. And it's okay to limit relationships that limit you. While we're challenged to love our enemies, pray for those who persecute us, and go the extra mile for others, we're also encouraged not to throw our pearls to pigs. Meaning that we can't spend all of our energy on those who won't receive our love in the first place. And this goes for any type of relationship. Like, if someone isn't appreciating you, they're not putting in the effort like you are, walk away. It is what it is. Take that L and keep going. Set boundaries. Consider any relationship that you might need a deep clean. Does that make sense? Consider any relationship that you might need to deep clean, is what I'm trying to say. I'm getting a little distracted. I don't know why. And spend time praying about how you can set some loving boundaries. And I've talked about this before. Setting boundaries, very important. If your future is influenced by your closest friends, do you like the direction that your life is headed? It's a big question, but it's an important one to regularly ask yourself. It's okay and encouraged to limit toxic relationships. That doesn't mean that we don't love others or that we can't have non-Christian friends. But it does mean that we have to set boundaries in our relationships, and that our closest friends are ones who are encouraging us towards love and good works. But anyways, back to cleaning house. The process of deep cleaning our souls works the same way. It's painful to unpack a lifetime of emotional baggage, but if we keep going, we will find healing. One of our hardest things to purge is unforgiveness. We're tempted to think that unforgiveness gives us power, when in reality, it keeps us a victim. One of the most One of the most faithful things that we do is offer forgiveness, especially when it's undeserved. Please be so thorough right now, is what you could be thinking. But hear me out. I used to think the same. How could I ever forget the people who hurt me, who broke me, who stole innocence from me? It's not easy to forgive. But when we follow Jesus, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, His Spirit is strong enough to help us forgive those who hurt us, even in the most horrendous ways. So when you're struggling to offer forgiveness, consider this question. Do you want to be right, or do you want to be healed? You can choose to keep holding on to hate and to the hurt, convinced that keeping score keeps you ahead. This kind of deep work requires humility, honesty, and compassion for both yourself and the other person. And while forgiveness is not a magic solution that will fix all your problems, it does help you fix your eyes on our Father, who is guiding you and helping you in the process. We have to choose to acknowledge our life experiences, learn from them, and allow them to serve as a stepping stone as we become the woman and men that God has predestined us to be. Your past doesn't have to paralyze you. Your mistakes, they don't define you. Your brokenness is not too big for God to heal. The baggage labeled with things like bitterness, unforgiveness, mistakes, and shame, throw them out. Throw them all out. And replace them with peace, love, and acceptance. Here's an activity of healing for you to complete. The only thing you will need is a picture of yourself as a child or as a young teenager. So first, you're going to reflect on your picture, right? You're going to take a look at it, observe the innocence, the hopes and dreams that that young person had in their eyes. Invite the Holy Spirit in this moment. Close your eyes and speak directly to your younger self. Speak words of love, affirmation, encouragement. And this could be an emotional activity. You could be crying. It can open up something that you don't want to open, but it's necessary. And last but not least, embrace forgiveness and express thankfulness. If there are wounds or regrets from your past that need healing, take this time to release them. And take as long as you need. Because the process of healing isn't linear. It has its ups and downs. I know for me, it's still an ongoing process. And I'm doing my best every single day. And I try to speak life and positivity upon myself and upon my life. And I hope that you are doing the same as well. I hope that y'all had a great Thanksgiving, and if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, I hope that you had a nice family dinner, and that you just enjoyed the company of your loved ones, your friends, coworkers, whoever it may be, and that we celebrate the good days, but that we're also thankful that God had mercy on us, on the turmoils and the bad days too. Because believe it or not, sometimes the bad days are necessary. There's a lesson in everything. I'm sending. Oh my goodness. I try to make this episode like as serious as I could. But I just keep having brain farts. I don't know why. My mind is everywhere but here. But yes, like I said, I am sending you a big hug. Know that you are valuable, know that you are loved, and that you are amazing. I hope that y'all enjoy this episode. Not as long as the previous ones, but a good one still. Stay tuned for the next one.